Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
What's the soundtrack for the deadline day again?
Millionaire.
That was meant to be my deadline day noise. Guys, it's deadline day. Oh my God. What are we doing? Where is it? Where is it going? What time's deadline day end? 5 o'clock? Is it?
11 p.m., isn't it?
It's 11 p.m.
11 p.m. normally.
Usually.
Where did I get 5 o'clock
it
from?
Used to be.
It used to be five o'clock.
That's where it used to be.
In the golden ages.
Yeah, Jim White.
Yeah, with the yellow tie.
Do you remember when one day they made deadline day like the 2nd of like...
Feb.
Like,
well, we'll get onto that after with one of my players.
Oh! We're joined by, obviously, Mr. Common W himself. Should we address that? Reeve, do you admit you were wrong with saying Haaland is not the best transfer?
No.
Even with all the backlash?
I don't care about that. People agreed, I thought.
All right, you're sticking to your gun.
I don't read comments.
That was a common
you
Reeve
don't read comments. But the pitch side, they leave us such lovely comments.
Yeah, they're so nice to us all the time.
I've tuned that out over the past 6 months, mate.
I find some deep pleasure in replying to some of them, though.
Yeah. Well, at the early stages, they rattled me a bit, but now...
No, they don't rattle me. I find it... Oh, God, there was one the other day, I was just like... He was just slating me. He's like, Tom's a helmet. And I was like, thanks, mate. Thanks for watching.
they keep giving us viewership, man.
I don't get rattled by comments. It feeds me. It's like fruit.
No, I don't anymore.
It's like fruit.
You don't eat fruit.
I love fruit.
That's cap.
I eat fruit. I eat apples and bananas.
When?
Every day.
That's such nonsense,
I've never seen you
mate.
Touch a fruit like.
You've never
oh, coming from you.
Yeah,
you
I don't claim to eat fruit. I don't know
mate,
what they
I
are.
I eat bananas before gym every day. And in the mornings. One of my favourite snacks on earth, highly recommend it, peanut butter and banana toasty.
Oh no, just peanut butter. Having a banana with a spoon, peanut butter, and just putting it on and eating.
And then drizzle a bit of agave syrup on it, but that's, you know.
I don't like, that's so Tory, it's unbelievable. The problem with apple slices is because they're moist, they're not good for dipping.
Yeah, but they're crunchy though. You get
crunchy peanut butter?
No, but with a banana it's a little mushier. Like apple, it's like a
true.
Do it again. One more time for the listeners. Anyways, this is a deadline day special episode. Obviously, tonight's fixture is
Newcastle at home to Southampton.
Oh, could be in the final.
Yeah. Last week, obviously, Newcastle beat Southampton.
And they got
1-0.
Very lucky again. You were battered second half. And the goal that was disallowed was harsh.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but we were due it. We were due it because our disallowed goal was ridiculous as well.
No, it wasn't. He controlled it with his arm.
No, I was watching your TikTok live last night, man. You said you didn't even care. And you didn't see the proper angles.
I don't care, but he did control it with his arm.
You haven't watched all the angles.
Joe Linton controlled it with his arm.
It hits the left side of his chest. Either way, it always balances itself out. We got the win. That's all that matters.
But you did get battered second half. You're telling me that's the team that are better than Man United? You're a disgrace, mate.
We were tired.
Also, I forgot because it was so long ago, but did James Ward-Prowse get taken off injured?
I only watched the second half.
I'm pretty sure. Did he not?
Right. I know.
Well, he certainly didn't on live score when I was...
Like, really?
Yeah, but...
Well, I thought, if you know what? If Southampton lose James Ward-Prowse here, they're going down.
I think they are anyway.
I think Everton go down now. I think their time has come.
Yeah, but there's three teams that do.
Everton aren't going to go down.
New manager pounds because Bielsa's going to come in.
No, it's not Bielsa.
Oh, well, hold it. But first subject on the agenda. Our biggest January transfer window / deadline day flops.
Flops. I think for me, the one that sticks out is Torres. 50 million at the time was a transfer record.
Yeah, man.
I always remember at the time as well, I couldn't believe it because he wasn't even playing well for Liverpool. He'd already started to dip.
But this was like, this was a dip we've never seen.
It was
before.
An Abramovich transfer, that was similar to Shevchenko.
It was a dip we'd never seen before. Like, what do you think Torres was the first of the curse at Chelsea?
Or no, Kesman was.
But I thought Kesman was all right. I was like, oh,
nah,
4,
he
5.
Was
that
dog
was
shit.
Year.
Or Mutu, he was too busy doing other things.
Who's Hamutu?
Adrian Mutu.
Adrian Mutu. I thought he said Hamutu.
Mutu.
Adrian. I feel like Torres was the start of the number 9 curse. So, like, in general, like, you can have shit players, but they sign big players like Torres, like Mutu.
Mutu was signed for like 25
million. He's a Pokemon.
Yeah, but the way you say it is, yeah.
Yeah,
it's not his actual
if you say
name.
It correctly, you know.
Yeah. Kesman isn't on Torres' level, wasn't on Torres'.
Yeah, but they were signed for relatively similar money.
Yeah, I guess so. But Torres had, like, Torres was literally PFA Player of the Year.
Yeah, but 50 million at that point in time.
A lot of money.
Massive.
It was massive.
My point is still this, is that he flopped hard.
He did.
That was the end of his career, essentially. Like, what did he do? He went to Atletico for a bit.
Yeah, and now he's
and
like...
now he's a fucking PT. Wow.
Have you seen how whammy
he's a bodybuilder. He's the whammest man in world football. He is retired,
though. Did we have to count flops as in transfers that went through? Because for me, whenever I think a deadline there flops is the De Gea...
Oh.
2 minute fax machine.
Oh, to Madrid. Yeah.
Wait, what's that? Talk to me. I don't know about this.
They got the fax wrong.
Yeah, when they got the fax number wrong and they sent it, either sent it to the wrong place or it didn't go through.
But
they missed the deadline by 2 minutes.
Is this when they signed him?
No.
Get rid.
They tried to get rid of David.
No, yeah, Real Madrid. He wanted to go to Madrid and it was all done, but they got the, because it was so late, something went wrong with the fact, similar to actually the last deadline, Albion missed out on a loan. No, we missed. This sums up our club, right? And I want to get on to what Jamie Carragher said about the worst ranked club in England, because it's a fucking joke. But
he is right, though.
No, he ain't.
Whatever, you don't think Everton is?
Everton might be the worst run club in the Premier League, maybe, just because they're performing badly on the pitch.
There's but the club that I support is fucking shit.
No.
We'll get on to it. We'll get on to
it. Yeah, we'll get on to it. But like, Birmingham don't even know who own their club. Scunthorpe don't even know if they're getting paid. Like, there's way worse. Anyway, but we missed out on the, I can't remember his name, the Brighton midfielder on loan, because we spelt his name wrong on the fucking form. That sums up our club.
I've done that before when trying to get a flight.
Fucking hell.
I've done that before. I spelt my name wrong. And also, if you spell your name wrong more than four letters on a flight, you're not allowed to change the name. You have to pay for it. So if it's below three letters, spelling mistake, wrong.
How can you even do that, though?
Because my name is Theodore. So I sometimes put Theo.
Yeah, it's not like you've had it since you were fucking three.
No, but I sometimes put Theo. But that's a four spelling letters wrong.
Because you're missing the door.
The door.
Well, that's your fault.
I'm missing the D.
you get away with it with Theod.
Theon Greyjoy. My favourite deadline day thing, I think, is probably most people's favourite. Also, wait, really quickly before I touch on it, when did this David De Gea saga happen? Because I had to have
like 2013.
I was only 10 years old,
so I probably didn't know about it.
Yeah, that was more, that was prime.
You weren't
that
10 years old?
That was prime, people standing outside a stadium, Harry
with
Redknapp.
With dildos.
Yeah.
It was
2015. 2015.
Yeah, because it was one of my quiz questions and now I'm sad.
I'll never forget.
You could have just not told me.
Yeah.
It's over, man.
Yeah.
Peter Odemwingie.
Don't talk to me about that.
What a hero that man is, you know. He's tried so hard to get a movie, just driven to clubs.
Well, he did it once.
Yeah.
And it did break my heart, but.
He just sat outside like, lads, let me in.
The gate's closed.
Sorry, mate. I don't think
it's going through.
Yeah, I mean.
Wait, do you reckon he's actually embarrassed by that? He is not an idiot. He might be an idiot.
No.
He turned up for a reason.
He was severely badly advised, wasn't he? Yeah. He was told it's getting done, it's happening by obviously his agent or whatever, and then turned up and looked like an idiot. I think he thought he'd turn up and the cameras would be like, so you're happy to be here? And they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You see it all the time. People are badly advised, and it's, I don't know what he was saying, especially with a club like us who are so like, we're like Daniel Levy on crack when it comes to signings, but how tight we are. So,
was there not another one like this when Ben Rama was trying to force a move to Spurs? Can you remember that?
And he ended up you mean Berahino?
Berahino
to Sunderland.
No, he was Berahino to Albion. Wouldn't let. We wanted 30 mil.
And 30 mil for Berahino.
Spurs offered 28 and we were holding out for 2 mil. And then a season later, he went to Stoke for like 10 mil and then now he's playing in like Belgium.
Why did you hold out for an extra 2 mil?
Because that is our club.
Yeah, you got to remember that 2 mil is quite a lot of money.
Yeah, but so it's 28 mil for Berahino.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, not at the time. He was like the up-and-coming star. He scored like 15 Prem goals. He was on fire. I felt sorry for him because I was like, we were pretty shit at the time and he was carrying us. And I was like, look, he's come through the ranks. He's going to make us nearly 30 million. Let the kid go, man. Like, he wants to go to a big club. And then he ends up going to Stoke for like 8 million a season later.
Apparently, he had a terrible attitude there. I think it was like Glenn Johnson talking about what he was like. And like, you said outwardly, like, he didn't like him. Yeah. Like, he did not like
him.
Yeah, he just turned up to training late on purpose, would intentionally cause a nuisance, all sorts. And then when they all got punished for, like, he wouldn't do runs after a match. And the whole team had to train the next day and he didn't even turn up to the punishment training.
That shows the difference between players. You know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't put hard work in, you'll never get anywhere in life. And that right there is a statement for life. So put your heart and soul into everything you do and don't be a talent wanker. Anyways, Aubameyang.
My blood clot, young.
Oh, he's your flop. Just flop.
To Arsenal?
To Chelsea.
Was that on transfer deadline?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, it was deadline day.
Him, Dortmund to Arsenal was also deadline.
Yeah, but that was a win for
us. Yeah, no, that's what
I'm
saying.
That was a big win. He just loves a deadline day move. I think he gets a bit cold feet every now and again. He goes, I want to get out of
it's
here.
It's just the excitement, isn't
but
it?
But like, Aubameyang's the biggest mistake, let's face it.
No.
Was his attitude when he left Arsenal and the saga towards the end of it. That was his biggest mistake. He lost love. He fell out of love with the club and the manager and the support. I think he likes cars.
I think there's been worse situations than that, surely.
But I mean, he signed for Barca to Chelsea to be number nine for Chelsea. I don't think he scored a goal.
I can't remember.
I don't think he scored, Is he fit at the minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on the bench.
He came on against, who did they just play?
I don't know. Chelsea.
Liverpool. He came on against Liverpool, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch the game.
Yeah. Out of interest,
I think you're all forgetting a big one as well.
Why not? Or just
Andy Carroll, 35 million deadline day, last second, went on to score like four goals.
Yeah, but Carroll's like a boy, isn't he?
Yeah, but it was 35 million.
That was huge at the time as well. It was ridiculous. I think at the time it was like the biggest fee for an English player.
It was.
Liverpool, yeah.
Well, he was the most expensive English player.
Yeah, absolutely broke my heart. Mike actually cashed in and didn't replace him, but like he ended up being rubbish.
But again, at the time, it was
huge.
He was unreal, he was playing really well.
He was the snowball for massive transfer fees as well.
Yeah.
I think you're more likely to see a flop in a striker because there's so much pressure on striker. Like it's the hardest thing to do in world football, score goals, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go for like strikers, that's why strikers are the most expensive players because they have to score the goals, which cause the money and everything like that. But if you get given a price tag, like that's your name. Like João Felix did the 120 mil move and that's all he's known as now.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't perform up to £120 million standard, he's shit.
But that's
but it's not, but that's it's not up to them though.
But that's the levels, isn't it? Gauge of what 125 million's
and
worth,
it's also how they deal with that. Some players thrive off that.
Yeah.
I thought Grealish would thrive off that, but he hasn't.
But he's not done awful though.
No, he hasn't done awful, but he hasn't been 100 million pound player, has he?
He's also been in a different system though as well, hasn't he? Like if you look at Harry Maguire, 80 million quid.
No, I completely,
that's not his fault. He's
I
worth
completely
80 million
get
quid.
That. And with Grealish, yeah, there's always factors you could say, oh, well, if he had that and if he had that. But I'm talking like, I don't know, off the top of my head, players like...
Oh, Ronaldo to Real Madrid for 80 mil.
Or Neymar. Neymar when he went to Barca, he was like, I don't give a fuck about this transfer. I'm playing for the biggest club in the world. Give me the ball and I'll show you what I can do.
He's generational.
But that's what I'm saying. That's just a different level of mentality. I think some players, it's not their fault, the price tag, but also... And it's all well and good saying, yeah, I'm buzzing, I can deal with it. But actually in that moment, it's...
When do you think we'll see the first £300 million transfer?
300.
Which player will it be as well?
Obviously,
we all know them now.
Neymar was what, 220?
220. Yeah.
That's, do you know how insane that is?
Mm-hmm. But I think that's.
Yeah. Do you know how insane? Like, remember when Ronaldo, 100 mil, like, all these players getting signed for 80 mil, Figo getting signed for like 45 mil? It's like, fuck, 100 mil for a player like Ronaldo.
But what was the second most?
220 million.
What's the
one behind Neymar?
Yeah.
Coutinho, isn't it?
Or is it Mbappe? How much was Mbappe?
No, Coutinho's 150.
Yeah.
How much was Mbappe to PSG?
I don't know.
200 mil?
Was it?
I don't think it was. Lewis, can you check? I don't think it was crazy, was it?
It was. It was a lot.
It
was a lot, yeah.
Was it more than Coutinho?
I think so.
It was the second.
135 million euros.
Yeah, which is like 120.
Like when Mbappe goes to Real Madrid in a few years, how much are they paying for him? Or are they getting him on a free because he runs down his contract at PSG?
It wouldn't surprise me because PSG don't care about the money.
Yeah, they are... owned by Qatar.
Like Lionel Messi should have been the most expensive transfer in history.
No, but I think Neymar's a bit of an outlier.
You pay for the years ahead of well.
Yeah, but Messi's got a few years ahead, didn't he? And he's Lionel Messi.
Yeah, but you get what, max 2-3 years?
Yeah, he would have been like 120 mil, something like that.
What does he sell for now if someone wanted to price Messi with? See, he was open
you
to a move.
Because you can't just take into
commercial value.
Yeah, commercial value, exactly.
70 mil.
Yeah, 80 mil, I would have said.
Yeah.
100 mil.
Maybe. I think someone would probably pay that.
Yeah.
If PSG didn't have him, they would probably pay that. Or like a Saudi Arabian team.
Yeah, Al Nassr. Can you imagine they combine them together? Messi and Ronaldo, same
but
thing.
But I do think Neymar's an outlier. I don't think that will become common. I don't think the best players in the world now will go for 220. I think that was just an outlier.
Do you think that was a boom and now we're coming back down again?
I don't think it was a boom. I just think that was... it wasn't relative. It was just, it was a bit stupid.
It was a bit stupid.
I think COVID made things a bit more steady again, because all of a sudden teams are like, realised, oh shit, all of a sudden things can go mental and we run out of money.
Yeah.
And we have no revenue coming in.
I think Mbappe will end up going on a free, you know. I think he'll go on a free to Real Madrid, but Real Madrid is one of the few clubs. The wage bills, exactly.
Fucking mental.
He'll be on over a mil a week, for sure.
Because wasn't he already offered that? He was already offered that.
You got to remember, wasn't he born in Paris and then played for Monaco? He was a Parisian.
Yeah, he's a Parisian.
So like, he's at his home. People forget, like, oh, why is he at a PSG? Mm-hmm. He's at his home club.
Yeah.
Like, he is a Parisian. City in the world, probably.
He's a Parisian, yeah. Like, oh, he's so young, he's going to end up moving to a Real Madrid, to a Arsenal, you know. anyways, moving on. We're going to move to which team needs to make a big move on deadline day. What team needs a player right now, ASAP Rocky, today?
Players or management?
Well, either one.
Everton.
Everton need a manager, yeah.
Go on, hit.
Yeah, go on. You've been
reveal now.
I'll give you a clue.
Daichi.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know that for a fact?
No, I don't know.
Did you see him in like a Nottingham pub recently?
You had a vision.
No, I have had a good word for it, but it just makes sense. It just makes sense. And I think Sean Dyche is one of the most underrated and what's the word?
Unappreciated?
Yeah, like wrongly looked at.
Misconstrued.
Yeah.
It's because of the way he talks.
No, it's because he was forced to play that way at Burnley. He had no option. Yeah. He had championship players in the Prem and got them into the Europa League.
Yeah, playing. It's unbelievable.
And they didn't play hoofball. They were direct, get wide, balls into the box. They were direct. They were hard to beat.
And he kept them up for years.
And Bielsa isn't going to go and make those average players at Everton better. I think Dyche will.
Yeah.
Or it's crazy. I know
who you're going to say.
Everton fans will not like it. And I think he's a bit of a dinosaur. Allardyce would do it.
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing a lot.
He would improve them. He did it with us when he come in. After
you know what these guys are? And I'll even throw Steve Bruce in the mix.
No!
These guys...
No. Cut his mic off.
These guys are serious. They just keep teams up.
No, Steve Bruce doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Nah.
He's a fucking club ruiner.
You've both been stung by the potato, man.
That's the web that the media spin. Like, he saves you. Does he?
Squeezy.
I've seen rumours that they're trying to snipe company away from Burnley.
He's sticking at Burnley.
He's not going to leave, but...
There's rumours about Corbran as well. I'd be amazed.
And
Alan Pardew?
No.
Alan Kirbishley.
It might be Hasselhoeven, but I thought it was
Hasselhoeven is.
Hasselhoeven. He's linked, right?
Yeah, he's linked.
Yeah,
he's Zidane linked to Everton.
Okay.
Surely by Zidane. Well, by the time this is out, surely a decision would have been made. You'd think before deadline day.
Okay, let's put our money on it. I'm going to go with Sean Dyche.
I'm going with Dyche.
Well, you just pick what he's going to say. I'll go Hasselhoeven then.
Hasselhoeven.
Yeah. He's going to go from Southampton, who are now in a relegation scrap, to Everton in a relegation scrap.
Do you think it was right to get rid of Frank?
I think the problem's bigger though, isn't it? But
they put the club up for sale last week.
I do agree. I think he's right. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
500 mil for Everton?
What would you buy it?
To buy?
Is Everton worth two and a half Neymars?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's going to buy Everton?
The thing is, the current owner, again, this is not them banging on about they're badly run. They are badly run. He's invested nearly so 600 million.
And he's got a new stadium.
They're building a new stadium. He's invested a shitload of money. Just because they've been poorly run on the pitch and football operations, and maybe he's put the wrong people in charge, it's not through lack of trying or lack of investment.
But,
and I understand their frustrations. Everton are a big club. They should be doing better. But no one's fucking entitled to success.
Yeah. But like, apparently Kenwright's been giving him advice and he just doesn't even...
Yeah, but then... So what's the point of having Bill Kenwright?
That's what I mean, yeah. I don't know.
If you're an Everton fan, I'd actually think you lot better get your hopes up because you're about to get bought by some country.
Will they though? Because there's Liverpool and Man United on the market now, so they'll be looking at that.
But then get a better deal on Everton and do exactly what they're going to do with that.
Everton are a bit of a sleeping giant like Newcastle.
Yeah, they are. Like they are. We had this debate before. Remember, they are a big club.
It's an attractive.
They got a new stadium.
Put them bottom.
Yeah, they are shit right now. don't get this thing twisted, lads. Here. Like they're buying players like Dele Alli.
That was Neil Mopai. Stinking, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what their head of football right now is just having a stinker. Well, their whole transfer thing, like if you look at Arsenal's transfers, they're buying players who are coming through because they're doing the right research. Everton seems like they're just doing fuck all.
They're a great example of like money doesn't buy success. You always get that thrown at you, especially being a Newcastle fan. But like Everton have invested all that and it shows
it's not really about that. My whole argument with City. Yeah, they spend money, but they spend it well.
I know it was a few years ago, but Everton under David Moyes were pushing Champions League.
Yeah, he was, yeah, again,
they were. They were the club that was, it was a top four.
Well, they did, they got fourth the one, yeah.
There's a top four, there's a big four before City, and Everton were the ones knocking on the door.
Yeah, they were.
Every time.
They were.
It's quite sad, really.
I think now that Frank's gone, it won't happen. My prediction was Moyes would get the sack and go to Everton.
Yeah.
But he won't get the sack now in time, I don't think, because they need a manager at ace.
Not winning 2-0
against... David Moyes is a good manager as well. He's just... There's something not right.
No, I think he's reached his limit at West Ham.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Tapped out.
Well, West Ham could actually be in trouble going forward, because if Dekkers moves to Arsenal, how do they feel
about... It won't this January.
But in the summer, though, they will need to replace him with someone. But at least they'll get a big chunk of money.
They'll get the Declan Rice money.
And they're an attractive prospect. Yeah. People forget, people really underestimate the power of London as well.
Absolutely.
Like,
the amount of times like we've lost out on players to like Fulham, and everyone's like, what, Fulham? I'm like, West London.
Yeah.
Of course players want to fucking go and play for Fulham. Like they can offer more money.
Selfridges around
the corner. You can live in fucking West London, or do you want to live in Samwell? On less money.
I don't even know what Samwell is. It's the only Samuel I know. Samuel Tarly, am I right?
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Okay.
All right, or do you want to live in the middle of fucking Birmingham? Obviously not.
Yeah, no, thank you. sorry, people from Birmingham.
You don't live in the middle of Birmingham.
I don't.
No.
I'm saying, but the Albion people who play for Albion would.
You got to give Everton some form of credit because they are trying to buy good players.
Who?
Dan Juma.
Yeah.
They did actually get him in the kit, apparently.
God loves a trier.
And he was actually doing the media stuff, ready to put the tweet out, like, we signed you. How does that happen? Is it not breaking some form of law?
No, because there's no pen to paper at that point.
Yeah. So why is he doing media days if he's not
signed?
I've
seen one the other day, Steve Sidwell was saying he went to the Wolves training ground, was in the Wolves kit doing his medical. As he's doing his medical, his agent was like, you need to come out, and he's like, I'm just finishing off. He's like, no, now come out, and he's like, Fulham have come in for you, and he's like, oh, okay. And then literally went to Mick McCarthy, come out, and was like, is everything all right? And he's like, look, Mick, like,
it's London.
I want to stay in London, because I think he was going from Reading or Chelsea,
which is west as well.
I've been Chelsea, and he was like, look, family, London, and apparently Mick McCarthy was like, I understand, but get the fuck out, lost his head. But so yeah, I think that's quite common. Willian?
Yeah, Willian. Yeah, Willian loves doing that shit, man. Multiple times, right?
Yeah.
And then he'll just score against them.
Who was another one? A London club? I can't remember. John Obi Mikel had technically signed for Man United.
Before going to Chelsea?
Yeah, it was like done. And then,
how does that work then?
And then he went, Chelsea tapped him up, and then he went missing for like 3 days. They were hiding him in a hotel. Man United were like, where the fuck is this player? He was meant to turn up to like complete the transfer. He was all apparently agreed and signed. And then the next time Man United see him, he's unveiled at Chelsea. They're like, what the fuck? We'd sign this player.
I would love to.
How does the behind the scenes work like that then? If you actually do officially put pen to paper.
There's a new series coming out on Sky, isn't there?
Oh,
the
really?
New documentary all about agents and stuff. I'd love to get a football agent or an ex-player to talk us through it.
I'd love to get agents out.
If you're a football agent, message us from pitch side.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah. Please do message us if you are a football agent. Top tier one, please.
I still can't fathom how that process works. If you've officially signed a contract or a piece of paper that, I know it might be a fake signing or whatnot, but how does that work? I don't know. I can understand before any point beforehand because there's no official agreement, but if you've actually did a little
maybe these players haven't officially put pen to paper.
Okay.
I don't know.
You'd have to say that, right? Other clubs that are up for sale, obviously Liverpool.
Yeah, but again, I don't know if they're up for sale or they're just partly up for sale.
Yeah,
but sort of.
I don't think FSG want to give up total control.
Do you reckon they're like, we're up for sale, and but, like see who actually is interested.
In it, I think another word of it is,
you know what I mean?
I think another term, like,
right, we're up for sale.
Is,
no, you're not.
We just want a bit more money.
Yeah, invest in us, please.
Yeah. Where did they, what they,
is it, what is it, rumoured Qatar or Saudi? Not Saudi, because that's,
it's you, sort of the same standard people sniffing around, really, having a look.
But it's Qatar, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard Qatar.
Not Saudi, because
you know, I think there's too much. Do you think Liverpool, is it? Liverpool need to sign someone more.
They're holding out for Jude, aren't they?
Yeah. But that's so they're too taking, long they're, away.
They're
though,
hating, the, taking the hit. But what if you don't go in summer? They're like,
this is the problem that they've said, right? Because if they don't have Champions League football or European
yeah,
football,
why is he going to go, like, there?
Why would he go? I know, obviously, there's a project there and
go Arsenal.
It's Liverpool and he's probably,
I think he'll,
you know,
go Real Madrid.
Enticed to go.
Or City.
He deserves Real Madrid.
Yeah. City Bellingham. Might be losing Gundogan and Bernardo Silva. I would not be surprised if he ended up at Man City.
Why would they, that'd be unfair, would they lose Gundogan?
Would he, the way he's been talking lately, he doesn't seem very happy.
He's,
I think,
club captain, isn't he?
Yeah, I know, but...
Ouch.
Bernardo Silva's been wanting to... He wants to go Barca. That's been on the brink for a while.
He'll go Barca this
time. And City haven't really had a revamp in midfield for a few years.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
I think if Jude goes Man City, it's just unfair. I think Bellingham deserves to go in Real Madrid. I honestly think he's such a... He's a Galactico.
Do they need Bellingham?
Imagine they've got Camavinga, Tchouaméni and Bellingham.
Yeah,
with Valverde
because
well.
Tony Cruz is retiring, isn't he?
Modric is, you know, he's still bowling hard, but learning under Luka Modric.
Yeah, but they've got Valverde, Tchouaméni, Camavinga.
Yeah.
I understand, look, Bellingham is the boy and he's the bollocks and I think he'd back himself to get in that starting 11. But would you look at that and go, God, that is... they're world class talents, or I'm going to come in and be starting every week at Man City or Liverpool?
Yeah. He might want to stay in England.
He might stay.
Not stay, but I mean, like, he might want to return and just play English football.
Nah, fuck that, man.
You never
go
know.
Go around with you, be a Galactico, do a Bale, do a Beckham.
Yeah, but that's
right.
That, you want to do that. Jude Bellingham might want to be a Premier League footballer.
I'd be surprised if...
I do think he will go.
He's still well young. He go around Madrid, then go...
I know, but I'm thinking, I think Madrid would rather save the money it's going to spend on Bellingham for Mbappe, maybe Haaland when he comes available, or I don't know, another striker, Osimhen.
Yeah, well, he's linked with United still, isn't he?
Mm. And Arsenal probably. Mm. What about Chelsea? Do you think they're making the right signings? Mudryk, 80 mil.
They need a midfielder though, don't they? Desperately.
I don't know why they didn't just get Fernandes.
Yeah.
Well, they won't know who's a lot of money.
I thought that was a done deal, essentially.
They're back in for it now, but...
Again?
Yeah, but Shakhtar essentially saying, it's 120 million, so pay it or don't. Benfica, sorry. So pay or not.
But what did they offer beforehand?
How are they getting away with this?
Right?
How are they getting around FFP?
Well, they've changed the rules now.
55-year contracts on every player.
So essentially, what they're trying to do, they sort of like, they're like, we'll pay that fee, and then start negotiating, and then they were like, actually, we're not going to pay the 120 buyout clause, and this had a bit of a argument.
But didn't you see the Shakhtar owner came out and was like, Chelsea offered us basically the same deal as Arsenal, but the structure was different to the Arsenal structure. Arsenal wanted to spread the cost, whereas Chelsea would pay more up front.
True.
Yeah. Which is... A lot of clubs are like that, though. I read somewhere the other week, that there's only three teams in football who pay up front. That's Newcastle, Man City and PSG. Everyone else is instalments. Like, the amount of transfers, you'd be amazed that players will move from one club and then move to another club, and by the time they've made those two moves, that first club still haven't received the full amount.
You said
from
that
the
about
first
Maguire,
transfer.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Or was that
No, the Rory said that, so
Rory
that's why
that Maguire,
it's very common. People think because of FIFA and that, it's just here's your sum, bang everything in. It's not like that at all. It's massive instalments.
Well, manager.
Modric going to Chelsea is the fifth highest spent by a Premier League club for a player.
Yeah,
so we've got a little game, guys. Flop or not? We have ranked the highest Premier League transfer fees ever. I think we've got the top 10 highest Premier League transfer fees ever. And I'm going to read you to them and we're going to discuss whether they were a flop or are they not.
First of all,
coup.
Like a coup.
A coup. So
a
it's coup. Like a bargain for the price.
A coup, like it's a good...
A coup. Yeah.
It's good, basically.
Salad, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, get educated. Well, first of all, the first thing when looking at this list
is outrageous, isn't it?
How bad some money has been spent.
Yeah. Okay, let's start off with number 10, Nicolas Pepe.
So what's
Lille to Arsenal, so 72 million in 2019.
So we've got flop, L. Flop is an L though, isn't it, really? Flop, L, OK, W, or Q.
Nicolas Pepe, 72 mil. That
L.
Yeah, not total flop, but
L.
Between OK and L.
It's an L.
I mean, no. he was the first person to go past Van Dijk, so...
Don't try this the about... Oh, no, he had a half-decent goal. Come on, man.
Scored but two good free kicks in the Europa League.
Yeah, I missed them both because I left early.
Did you?
Yeah.
The hype and the money, it's an L. He wasn't terrible.
But he wasn't terrible, but...
He had ability.
He just didn't get the game.
Pepe, he frustrated him because I remember that goal against Brighton and stuff. He had ability, yeah. Man, he did.
Brace against Brighton, actually. Saved me in FPL. Last day of the season.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. I love how you two just refer everything back.
Mate, I was 50 points below Chris and I beat him on the last day. It was outrageous. L.
It's a price tag,
I think
it?
L.
It's a price tag, yeah.
L, but not quite a flop. Unlucky.
Okay, so at what amount of money is he deemed okay or better?
20 mil.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
If you'd have signed him for 20 mil...
You'd have been like, he's all right.
I said okay.
Oh, wasn't he player of the season in Liga?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
And also, who else was a player of the season in Liga and then come to the Prem?
Giroud.
No, Lille. Same team.
Hazard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he was like 30 mil.
Well, that's
the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference. We're in London, aren't we?
Yeah. Jaden Saliba's just done us the same thing, isn't he?
Well, he was
a lot of Liga and
play. Yeah, of course.
I think Liga is the most underrated league in the world. Most of the best talents come from that league. A lot of them translate well to the Premier League as well. So the fact he didn't was disappointing.
Yeah, it was. Jadon Sancho.
Okay.
73 million United to Dortmund.
Flop.
Yeah, it's got to be.
He's not even training.
I don't rate him at all.
He is back in training.
But do you know what I mean though? Like, he's... How can he be so good at Dortmund?
Right, and actually, as of last week, sorry.
I think he's a flop, but he'll prove everyone wrong.
I think he's
going to come back.
I kind of agree with you. He's a flop now, but I think he'll be okay come the time.
You know what I think?
No.
If Rashford can make a comeback, Sancho can make a comeback.
No, yeah. Rashford can beat a man. You cannot, in today's game, be successful in the Premier League without pace and power. You can't.
He did that in the Bundesliga, though.
He didn't, know. He was combinations. He wasn't beating men one-on-one. He never has done that. He's a technician. He's brilliantly... He's got a really good IQ. He's brilliant with both feet. He can combine well, but he needs too many things around him to succeed. He can't beat a man one-on-one.
Okay, what if he moves central?
But tens don't exist anymore.
Well, I mean, in a 10
in the days of Ozil and that, yeah, he would have excelled in that role. But look at the closest to a 10 we've got now, he's like an Ødegaard. But he does both sides. Sancho will not do what Ødegaard does off the ball in his own half.
Mm. Maybe this is why they sent him away, though, to relearn.
You don't just learn that. I'm sorry, by the age in football, right? There's a big myth about, oh, well, you can improve this. By the age of about 15, that's your skill set. You can improve fitness. You can maybe get a bit more athletic. You can become more intelligent. You are not suddenly getting a better first touch or being a better dribbler.
Wazza went from striker to centre mid.
Yeah, but that's different. He already had that skill set.
But he played off the shoulder a lot of times up front.
Yeah, no, but
centre mid, he's receiving the ball.
No, but Rooney didn't from the age of 16. Have a certain skill set, then by 28 was a different player. But he just lost his legs a bit and became more streetwise and more experienced. Maybe. So he dropped deeper. That was it.
I think Kane's
just
never
become
Kane's
just become so well practiced, similar to Lampard. I think he has improved definitely, and he's just become an absolute killer. Who it's all about goal, like his goal the other night against Fulham was just, he just knew as soon, he was just instinct, he'd become instinct to him. But I'm convinced, I got hammered when he first came, everyone's like, watch his highlights. I didn't really watch him for Dortmund, I could only go off what I'd seen for England, and he was pony, and what I've seen for United, he's pony. He needs too many factors around him to succeed, and I think for that much money, for the biggest club in England, he's an L, a flop.
Jeez, Jadon Sancho.
It's rough, I think. You look at what Ten Hag's doing, he's improving players. Even Wan-Bissaka coming back and looking good. You know what I mean?
Like,
you
don't think he can... Through, yeah.
But Wan-Bissaka has the skill set to succeed in a Ten Hag system.
This is the thing, though. So say, and not to bring it back to Newcastle, but say Aaron can't beat a man.
I'm going
to
do it anyway.
He can't beat a man, but you can be coached to make certain runs and get yourself into positions where
I'll give you an example. Look what have you seen the Arteta clip?
Yeah, the basketball rule, right?
Yeah, that. So like it's not necessarily he doesn't need to beat a man, but if he gets put into positions, then therefore he can start creating chances and being up
and the angled runs.
Name a winger who excels in the Premier League in the last few years who's got no pace or doesn't beat a man.
He has a bit of pace on him, Sancho.
David
he
Beckham.
He doesn't. He's got a belly on him.
Not anymore. He's worked hard and he's back. Anyways.
Look at Antony. How good was he under Ten Hag in the Eredivisie? He can't do it either.
Three goals in three games.
They can't beat men. It's honestly, it's a massive factor. It's why Grealish isn't excelling. I think he can beat a man, but he's not Saka. Like, look at Saka when he's so direct, and defenders shit their pants. Like, and defenders nowadays are so athletic. They're so switched on defensively. You need an amazing. You need to be like Mahrez level technician to get away with not having electric pace.
We'll see.
We'll see in 6 months when Jadon Sancho's winning young player again.
Fucking hell.
More like Lingard.
Next up, we've got Virgil van Dijk, 75 mil, Liverpool, Southampton to Liverpool.
Yeah, the best of the best, surely. Yeah.
A coup. Not even a W. No.
Yeah, he's the best centre half I've ever seen with my own eyes live.
Yeah. And he's 75 mil, and he's cheaper than Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
People forget that price tag, by the way.
Everyone
rinsed Liverpool.
I remember that.
You saw him and Alisson for a combined whatever it was, 150. But
yeah, they're the best players over the last few years.
They transformed Liverpool. Absolutely. It was what Liverpool were missing.
They were the
turning point.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
I was about to say the plug.
It's one of the best signings
ever
in Premier League.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Until Nicolas Pepe made him
coup?
An idiot.
Coup for
Van Dijk for sure. Next up, we've got Harry Maguire, 80 mil, United to Leicester. You know what? He actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, he's had a bad 18 months.
Yeah, it's been rough for Harry and we feel bad for him.
It is an L though.
But
I'm bordering on okay.
I think he's done all right. But he's 18. Still, but you got to remember English tax. And he's done well for England.
Yeah, but we're not on about that, are we? Yeah. You can't bring that into it.
Okay, borderline L.
You have Van Dijk for 5 million less.
Yeah, but you're comparing, as Tom just said, the best ever defensive Premier League signing to a guy whose standards were pretty good and he didn't have the price tag put on him himself. Like, it wasn't his fault that he went
for
80 mil.
But Maguire was... People do forget... At the time, 80 mil, people did go, oh, but they were like, yes, yeah, a good sign.
Yeah, he was good at Leicester.
But that's my point. He hasn't lived up to that.
It is a lot of money, but...
He's made a lot of mistakes.
Not a flop.
He can't even get in the team now. I think flop. I wouldn't put him flop. I'd go L.
I'm going L borderline.
I go okay for Harry Maguire.
I think that's an L.
So what are we...
You'd have him in Newcastle.
No, I wouldn't. No, yeah, I would not. We need a person who can actually pass a ball over 20 yards.
Maguire's got some of the best. Maguire's got some of the best like progressive ball.
No,
I'm not a fan of him. He gets stuck in the mud. He gets caught out of position. He doesn't move as a unit with his defence. The amount of times they're getting behind because he's been caught out of position somewhere. And sometimes it is covering for the right back who's out of position. But
he's definitely better in a lower block. But
yeah.
That's also Solskjaer's coaching as well.
That's all you do anyway. You just stand
but,
up.
But that's the thing. What
you defend on your 18-year-old box anyway.
Maguire and Botman, mate. When Shaw gets a few more grey hairs.
Just kick an head.
From Maguire to another United signing, Antony from Ajax, 82.2 mil in 2022.
At the moment, it looks L.
Do you think?
Yeah, he's shit, man.
But he scored 3-3.
He's shit, mate.
TikTok footballer him. Get a good TikTok out of him, but then you won't actually perform well in the match.
I weren't having him when they signed him. I'm not having him one bit.
He produces a goal contribution. Oh, sorry. No, actually, that's factually incorrect. He produces a chance every 108 minutes.
That's embarrassing.
That's really bad. That's bad.
Look how Rashford's performing. That's how a Man United winger performs. Look how Garnacho performs when he comes on.
Yeah, it's electric.
It's electric.
Yeah.
Antony is an L. He's borderline flop.
And you also, every defender must just be like, oh, against this guy this week, are we?
Just stand him up.
He's cutting inside. Yeah.
Just stand him up.
A little spin.
Yeah.
A little spin.
Mudryk, 88.5 mil. Shakhtar to Chelsea.
Very early, but it's
too early.
I think
that's a good day.
Okay. I'm going to say because I don't want to commit to being.
Oh, I actually think it's going to be a dub.
I think it will be, but you can't say that now.
You think a coup?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I love him. Oh, I think he's the bollocks.
Because he was on TikTok.
I just think, yeah, well, he's one of my own.
Well, are you talking past, current tense or future tense?
Future.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, you couldn't call him a coup
now. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I
think dub for sure.
Right now?
Yeah.
I think he's
already.
I think he's good.
In a 0-0 against Liverpool, who concede like 4 goals a game.
Yeah,
yeah, but I've seen a lot of highlights of him.
Yeah, I just.
I've seen someone analyse him. The H guy on TikTok analyse him. I was like, wow, this guy's bomb.com.
Of what, HTO?
Yeah.
He's good. He is very good.
Shout out him. I don't think he listens to the pod necessarily, but...
No, he will. I'll speak to him a lot. He probably does.
He's a smart boy.
Yeah, he's a very smart boy.
Yeah, I think Modric's going to be a dub.
You think he will be? Sorry.
He is a dub.
Not right now.
We can't judge him now.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not fair.
It's a prediction.
Right now, I'm saying he's okay.
No,
you have to predict.
So 5 years, how will we...
But it's not a prediction, because these are some from the past.
In his case, he is.
Why not?
He's bottled that. He wants to go okay.
No. I said my original...
Sahel, go on, Sahel.
No, I don't think he will be. He's not a number nine.
Do it.
No.
I think
he's top tier.
I think the only issue is Chelsea at the minute are just a bit mental. I don't know if any player will succeed in that setup at the minute. He's got all the ability and all.
Have they played with a single lineup that is the same from a game before?
That is a fucking really good point for this season. That might be a good start.
That's what Thomas Frank asked them, isn't
I
it?
Think they are the changing? Most changed team.
No, that's what he said to Potter.
Oh, who are you on?
I think they are the most changed team.
That was when they played Brighton.
I think they are the most changed team, though.
It would make sense.
Yeah. Anyways, above Modric, Lukaku.
Hell.
Everton to United.
Ooh.
He was okay. Yeah. Okay. He had that
different
one
season. 90 million quid.
He got it twice.
He had one season where he scored like 19 for United, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a decent
90
goal.
M's. 90 million.
Wait, Lukaku's twice. Been chucked around for so much money.
Yeah. But isn't Lukaku surely must have been one of the highest worth player in terms of total transfer value?
Yeah.
You'd imagine so. Yeah. Total around
the... Him or Pogba, surely.
No, it's Lukaku, I'm sure. Or is it Ibrahimovic?
Oh, is it?
No, I don't think it would be. Lukaku and Pogba, they only go for 100 mil each.
No, but...
Not even Neymar then?
Oh, well, that's unfair.
The most... No.
What do you mean? If he's had two transfers and one's 220.
Everton to United, okay.
Yeah, I'll go middle of the road. Okay.
Actually,
it wasn't an L.
I'd say an L because it's 90 mil.
90 mil.
That's a lot of money. Especially in 2017.
Mil. 90 mil and then they... Who did they sell him to? Inter,
yeah. And then he went to Chelsea. I'm going okay.
I think they got about half their money back, so I'd
okay.
You're doing the fucking balance sheets on him. Just say whether or not he was a good player at the time.
L, I'll go L.
All right, next up we got Paul Pogba, 93 million in 2016, Juve to United.
This is hard because he's got so much talent.
Good spells, bad spells, mess spells.
He's got so much talent, but we're looking at nearly 100 million for a player who, all in all, was underwhelming.
You look at his career, what a successful man. But I think he could have gone more. He could have done more.
Yeah. I'm going to go...
That talent, he could have done. I think he's had a really... I don't think he's underperformed.
United fans at the moment are begging him to, like...
Yeah, but they've got short memory.
Still at Juve.
Yeah. But they're in shit, aren't they?
Yeah, they're minus 15 points.
I'd go okay.
Okay for me, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay,
you want to World Cup this man.
But that's the thing. Annoyingly, at that point in time, he was okay for United, but in that World Cup French team. Unbelievable, him and Kante.
He's the most on his day player ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Lukaku again for 97.5 million quid into Chelsea.
One of the worst transfers in Premier League.
Do you know what's mad? We went and watched his first game against Arsenal.
Yeah, he played well.
He bullied Pablo Mari. And I thought, fucking league's done.
He scored as well, didn't he?
Was it two? Did he get two?
Yeah, brace. Yeah, I was telling everyone that he was going to score Ronaldo.
I was scared. I was like, all right, Premier League's over. Fair play.
Big flop. And number one, Jack Grealish, Villa to City, 100 mil. I think he's done all right, you know. Not 100 mil worth, but he's done okay. You got to remember the hype. It's a different side. He's not the man at City.
He's holding down starts.
He's getting assists.
Commercially
as
well, like he's made not only the club a lot of money, but he's brought a lot of Man City fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
think he's done all right.
I love Jackie boy with all my heart. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we like Jack Grealish.
Future to be W, of course.
Yeah, I think he'll...
In the future.
Especially if they get rid of Bernardo Silva and they start, you know, sending out a little bit,
I think the issue with Grealish is Pep bought him to be an eight and quickly realised on the defensive side, he just isn't that guy, man.
He's a winger.
He just, I don't know. But then again, like, do you remember the Spurs game when he chased back to the off-eye line and smashed
that
on?
That was a quality tackle, yeah.
So he's got it in him.
Yeah.
I believe in you, Jack.
Moving on to one of our new favourite part of the show. What are we calling this yet? Is this the unnamed game?
It's Pitch It.
It's Pitch It.
Pitch It. Are we calling it Pitch It?
Pitch It. Yeah,
Pitch It. So Lewis is going to randomly assign us either a player or a manager, and we have to convince the rest of the room that they are the best out of that three, even if we don't believe it.
Yeah. And at the end, we guess if we think it was true or false.
So because it's a deadline day special, I'm going to have three transfers for you, and you have to convince each other that that is the best transfer. So we'll start off with yourself, Theo. I'm giving you Bale to Real Madrid for £85.3 million.
I love you.
Reeve?
Go on.
I'm giving you Lloris to Spurs.
You little bastard.
For a cheap £17 million. A bargain.
Oh. 17 mil.
Yeah. And if you, let me guess, Andy Carroll to Liverpool.
Partey to Arsenal.
Oh.
For £45 million.
They are good.
I'm the one going on TikTok then. Brilliant.
So we have the large fee, the medium, and then the small. So
I'm happy to start.
You want to kick it off?
Yeah, please.
Go ahead. 60 seconds on the clock. In three...
How much was he?
He was 85.3. In 3, 2, 1, go.
If you want to talk about one of the biggest coups in world football transfer history, Gareth Bale to Real Madrid for 85 mil is one of the biggest bargains of the century. He is a 5-time Champions League winner. Rips teams to shred. The Barca goal. Oh my word. He scored one of the greatest Champions League final goals in history.
No, Copa del Rey.
Was it Copa del Rey? No, and Champions League final.
You're talking about a different comp.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I apologise.
Some of the greatest goals. He is genuinely one of Real Madrid's all-time best players. For 85 mil to be a Galactico, he's worth double that. And he actually did it for a long time. His longevity at Real Madrid was really, really good. Yes, they had a bit of a downfall at the end of the tenancy, but that was unfair on Gareth Bale. The fans started to hate him, and that's unfair on Gareth. And you know what? Steal for 85 mil.
2, 1. Good 60 seconds from you there, Theodore.
Good argument. Yeah, it's a good argument.
Right, Reeve?
Fuck it.
So you have Hugo Lloris again to Spurs for £17 million in 3, 2, 1, go.
Boys, irrespective of how he's doing now, let's just remember... Spurs before Hugo Lloris had Brad Friedel.
Whoa.
Because I didn't cut you off.
Sorry.
An aging man of 41 replaced by a young French future goalkeeper, World Cup winning player, Hugo Lloris, at the age of 25 for 17... Wait, are you still not... For £17 million. I mean, he's not gone on to the lofty heights of winning trophies... Premier League wise. But in terms of defensive performances over the years, if Mitch was sitting here, he'd give me a handshake right now because comfortably the best Premier League keeper that Spurs have had over the past 20 years, I would say. Certainly transformed the defence. Susceptible to a howler, but hey, a safe pair of hands for a good part of 8 years. Okay. Well done, Hugo. And 2 World Cup finals.
2-1.
But they're not in the Premier League.
No, yeah, I don't know. So, right.
I feel sick.
Okay. Partey to Arsenal in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so the reason Partey is astronomically the best signing out of these three is because Gareth Bale, yes, in today's day and age, 85 million is a bargain. Back then, with inflation now, that's probably nearly 200 million. That's nearly one of the biggest transfers ever for a player who, yes, unbelievable, brilliant. There's a reason his own fans were booing him. There's a reason Madrid have still won titles without him. Would Madrid have still won the same trophies without him? I think so, yes. Hugo Lloris has done absolutely nothing at Spurs. 17 mil, again, with inflation in today's day and age, he's about 60, 70 mil, which is fucking outrageous for the amount of mistakes that man has made. Could they have got a better goalie for less? Probably. As for Thomas Partey, today's day and age is his price tag, 40-odd mil, a bargain in the modern game. Are Arsenal the same team without him? No. He's taken a fifth team in the Premier League to future champions, and he's the main pivotal player. They haven't lost when he's played this season.
Very good, mate. Yeah, 60 magic. Seconds.
Right. Should we start for you, Theo?
Yeah, Gareth Bale. I think I believe that is the best transfer out of those three.
Yeah, I do.
I think he's worth 500 million. I
greatest British player of all time?
Oh, yeah. Him or Rooney?
Well, you did just offered another person. So
Gareth Bale.
Okay.
Gareth Bale. I think this man is... I hate how his career at Real Madrid ended.
Mm.
He did bring it on a little bit himself.
Yeah, he didn't help
but
exactly.
only because they turned on him for no reason.
They can do that quickly, though.
Yeah, it's Real Madrid fans. Do you not
they did boo Ronaldo the ones.
Yeah, it's horrendous. I think Gareth Bale is by far the best signing.
Yeah.
Should we just skip me?
17 mil for Lloris is really good, though.
Yeah, but...
No, when you think about it, that is a lot of money. But in football inflation, it is about 50, 60 mil now.
And a keeper as well.
Because when did they sign him?
2014.
Yeah.
They won him.
That's a lot of money.
He won a World Cup and he got into another World Cup final.
It's got nothing to do with the signing.
I know, it's got to be
2012.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Even
that's,
further back.
That's like 50, 60 million today. Would you pay 50, 60 mil for him?
For how consistent he was over a 10-year span, yeah.
You're
looking at recency bias here because he's been shit recently. But
oh no, I've never rated Lloris.
10 years span,
I think he's always had a mistake.
I remember being surprised he signed for Spurs back then because he was like the big keeper at the time, I'm sure.
Yeah, but there's a reason.
I don't think you think he.
No, you don't think.
Who do you think that he actually?
Oh, we'll leave it at the end. Go on, Tom. I reckon you think Gareth Bale was the best signing.
Me.
I think Tom believes Gareth.
Oh, no, but we have to work out. I'll say, yeah. Oh, false on yours.
False on yours.
I think you think Bale.
I'd edge it Bale, but I think, well, no, I do think Bale, but I think in 2 years' time, we may be saying.
Party was the best.
For 40 mil.
Because I think he could literally, he is, in my opinion, like people are going on about Odegaard and that. Yeah, he's been amazing. Partey is the cog at Arsenal. He is pivotal.
Chips. Like chips.
You are a completely different side when he's not in that team. Yeah. I think both on and both sides of the ball.
But you know,
and in 2 years' time, I personally think we're going to be looking at, if you keep Arteta, a side that's going to challenge for Champions League, multiple Prems. If you end up doing that, you'll look back and go, that's the Van Dijk.
But it did take him a good year to get settled.
With injuries.
Yeah.
Even last year, how often did we come on here saying when Partey plays, Arsenal win?
Well, Atletico
is so cheap.
Played him from like 4 up to 10, didn't they?
40 million today's day and age for one of the best holding mids in world football. Yeah, it's fucking outrageous.
I'm going with Bale.
Bale.
Gareth. You want to go on a plane in the rain to golf with me?
It's one of my favourite players of all time. I know that's a...
Yeah, he...
him at Saints.
In the Prem, I loved him.
Yeah.
Now he's just scored the same worldie over and over again.
And you just couldn't stop him.
And now he's going to go tear up golf and be a fucking pro in there. That's not bad, is it?
Give him a hole, Tiger.
before we move on to the boot and a quiz, we've got a deadline day 11.
A draft 11.
Yeah, draft system deadline day 11. So, Lewis, you'll give us a position. We will have to construct a team with one player at a time based on deadline day transfers.
But we need to decide who's going to go first.
Why don't you give us a quick quiz question off the top of your head and whoever gets it right goes first and then we'll go clockwise.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
Luis Suarez signed for Liverpool from Ajax on January deadline day in which year?
2013.
14. Oh, no, it could be two.
No, 2012. No,
I said,
13.
I
said 13 first.
It's 13.
13.
Oh. You said 2000.
No, 2012.
He said 2007.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2011. So.
Ah, the closest.
Yeah, you could have it for closest.
You're quite far off.
But we're going to
I had two numbers in my head, either 07 or 11. Because I remember looking at it.
I feel like 7's a different era.
Yeah.
So we'll go, I'll go first this time, then you go first, then you go first.
Yeah.
So that's, and then Reeve
that's
again.
Tom Theo Reeve, if you're listening on.
Sorry if you're not.
L for you.
So we're going to go from goalkeeper to right back, centre back, centre back, left back in a 4-4-2.
I will go with Hugo Lloris in goal, who transferred to Spurs on deadline day.
How did you know that one?
I just knew it off the top of my head.
Yeah, I wanted to go for Hugo Lloris. I don't really have anyone else apart from Dubravka.
building a good team here. Big.
Why not?
I mean, what else is there? Go ahead, definitely move on.
Jack Butland to Crystal Palace.
Ooh.
You also could have had, just quickly, Asmir Begovic to Stoke.
I think I prefer Butland though. I did have a
look. No, Begovic was quality.
Begovic was very good. Or Wayne Hennessy to Crystal Palace.
Two Palace players.
You're next to go first, Theo.
Oh, am I? Are we doing it like this?
That's our draft. Yeah. So he goes first for one draft pick. You go first for one draft pick.
Okay. Right back. Are you sure? Can we play three at the back?
No. Nope. We're going 4-4-2, Theo.
I don't really have any right backs. I've all got left backs.
Oh, dear. Well, you better choose someone to go to right back.
Right back, I'm going to put Akanji.
No! That's what I was going to do.
That's sort of cheating a little bit.
That's
but
a common. That's a Leo Laker.
But he's the only one that.
Matt, what really right back have you got?
I've got two.
How have you got these two?
Because I know Bohr.
You've done more research. God, he looks at more.
We all have the same.
He looks at more articles, you nerd. I'll go Akanji. I'm cheating with Akanji.
That's not cheating. That's not cheating.
You can play right back.
I don't have a right back.
Oh, for God. Do you want me to give you one?
Go on.
No. All I care about is winning.
Go on.
I don't have a right back.
Just put centre off.
All right. Walt Fez to Leicester.
Who?
Fice.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Well, I've got two I can choose from. Either Tomiyasu or Arbeloa.
Tomiyasu is deadline day?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep. Google it.
I thought he was done a few days before.
Google it, motherfucker.
Maybe it actually went through on deadline.
And Arbeloa.
Oh, I'm going to go with... I think Tomiyasu's a bit early in his career, so I'll go with Arbeloa at Liverpool. I thought he was a solid right
from
back.
From Real Madrid?
From Real Madrid to Liverpool, yes.
Bon knowledge.
You're first again, because I went first.
Centre-half or Evie McGeevy?
Can I cheat a little bit with this one? You can play centre, mate.
Have you not? I've got loads
I've
of centre.
I have got a centre back, but I've got a player that's better than him out of position.
No.
Okay, well.
Choose a set. Well, you can.
Okay, I'll go Mascherano then.
He was on my list.
Yeah, Mascherano to
I'll
West
Ham. I'll play centre mid.
Yeah, but he's a centre back as well.
Yeah, but he played centre back at Barca, not at West Ham.
So he can still play centre back.
This is what I've done. You just moved the Kanji, so I'm doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, motherfucker. Ooh, I will go with William Gallas.
Oh!
Oh. Chelsea to Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, because. Yeah,
yeah because.
Yeah. Yeah, you know why though, don't you?
He was part of a swap deal.
Yeah, I don't remember. No, you don't know, but.
You don't know, but.
All right, I'll go for Romeu to Southampton.
Well, he's not a centre half, but okay. That's terrible considering how many centre halves moved on deadline day. So who's next?
Okay, fine. I'll go Wilfried Bolly.
I was going to do that.
Wilfried Bolly? You mean Willy Bolly?
Willy Bolly. Well, his full name's Wilfred, isn't it?
No.
Bolly. All right, fine. Bolly. Bolly!
It's me again. So I've got William Gallas. I'll also have John Stones, who moved from Barnsley to Everton on deadline day.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, he's making us look silly here, mate.
Can I play him centre-back, please, this guy?
Who? Are you missing loads of unreal centre-halves here?
Den Donker.
You've got Willy Bolly and Den Donker.
I had to go second. You got number one. Come on, Reece.
I'm struggling here, man.
Give us some more you got. Go on, just give it.
Jonathan Woodgate moved from Leeds to Newcastle on deadline day.
I mean, he did play.
Michael Dawson moved to Spurs from Forest on deadline day.
I'll go Michael Dawson. Yeah, why not?
Could have had David Luiz as well.
And David Luiz went to Arsenal on deadline day.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Common.
Where are you reading these articles from, mate?
Yeah,
it's so
I
hard
didn't
to find
any of this.
Poor
knowledge. Man.
Poor knowledge, mate. It's not my fault, I know ball.
Right, who's next first?
Oh, I get first left back, do I?
Oh, that's just disgusting.
I wonder who.
Ashley Cole.
Ashley Cole. Is it? Not going
to
sing the rest.
Arsenal to Chelsea. Have you seen him talk about this?
Do you know it was... Yeah, he wanted to stay.
He wanted to stay, but they didn't offer him.
No, though,
they didn't respect his...
They offered him the deal he wanted and then went back on it.
What? It's Ashley Cole.
When they actually went
Ashley
to...
Ashley Cole's the greatest left-back in history.
I agree.
I don't have another left-back.
Oh, I've got another one if you want it.
Yeah, go on.
Andre Santos.
Andre Santos is on my list as well.
You know what? Andre Santos actually just wasn't that bad.
I'll take Andre Santos.
Every time he played, he weren't that... Come on, let's get speed through this. Come on.
All right, what are we doing?
Right midfield.
Lucas Moura.
Oh,
good shout.
Took him to a Champions League final.
Yeah.
Is it me next?
Yeah.
I will take right wing Andre Arshavin.
Oh, Arshavin.
Yes, I was wondering if someone had that.
I'll go Willian.
To Fulham?
No.
Oh.
He wasn't deadline day, though.
To Arsenal or Chelsea.
Oh, any of them.
I don't know, one of them.
Any
William.
Of them.
William.
Are we going inside now?
Centre mids.
Two centre mids.
Well, one of your centre mids.
I'm first.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Partey.
Yeah, that's fair play. Go on.
Claude Makélélé.
Yeah, he's on my list as well.
To Chelsea from Real Madrid.
Solid that. Mesut Ozil.
Ooh.
Can't have him now, can you?
And then is it back to me?
Yeah. Another centre mid. No, it's me turn, isn't it? Me turn. I'll go with my other centre mid will be Marouane Fellaini.
Yes.
Fellaini mode.
Do you want to know who mine is? Marouane Fellaini. He signed twice on deadline day.
That don't count.
No, that's fine.
He signed for Everton on deadline day and Man United on deadline day.
And Wayne Rooney.
Oh, that's shit.
You haven't centre mid?
That's such a cop-out.
That's been working throughout the whole thing.
Has he ever played centre mid?
That counts.
Can he play centre mid?
No, that can't count.
It counts.
No,
I'm having Wayne Rooney.
That's such a cop-out.
That counts.
Actually, I'll change.
It's not a cop-out.
No, you
what
can't
you
change.
Did?
It's locked in, man.
No, that is a cop-out.
I can change it.
That's not a cop-out. We already
did it. He's angry because he had it on his list.
We've already done that twice already in this.
No, I will change mine because he's the same player. I'll have Dele Alli.
Okay, nice, yeah.
Rooney at centre mid is a cop-out.
Yeah, but we've already
that's
moved
it.
The
left. That's a disgrace to Wayne Rooney.
No, we can have that because he did. Was it for? Well, no, he signed for United in the poor.
Yeah, that's so bad. All right, left midfield. Who's first?
It's me first.
Oh,
Coppat goes first. Go on.
Rabin.
Oh,
you bastard!
You dirty!
Is it me now?
Yeah.
I will go. Okay, I'm going to swap the positions, but I'm going to have David Bentley.
Nice.
Bentley right wing and then Arshav in left wing.
I'm going to go Anthony on the left.
Yeah, fair enough.
I have to do it, man. I'm third.
TG,
third choice.
You're first.
Oh, there's so many good strikers.
We've got two to pick.
Right? Oh, wait, you've chosen Rooney, haven't you?
It's embarrassing.
See, on the wing there, by the way, you missed old Crenshaw.
I think I'll start. I think I'll take Luis Suarez.
Oh, that's filthy, you know. Go on, Theo, who are you?
Which one do I go for?
I've got two big ones.
I'm actually going to go Robbie Keane, Leeds to Spurs.
Ooh, I will go Berbatov.
Oh,
United.
You bastard.
Give
it! Well, actually, I'm going to have... No, my strike force is filthy. Carlos Tevez.
Yes! No!
Oh, God!
Oh, that's so unfair.
Who have you got, Theo?
Oh, that's so... Bamiyang.
Fuck. Finish this off. Boom, boom. Jermaine Defoe.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. That's a baller right there.
Can I just say my team is so much better than yours?
I mean, I'm...
Yeah, you were first more time. No,
mine's good. I just don't have a left back.
So I've got Hugo Lloris, Arbeloa, Gallas, Stones, Andre Santos, David Bentley, Dele Alli, Thomas Partey, Arshavin, Tevez and Suarez.
I'm not going to read mine out.
Mate, that would win the World Cup.
I don't even know what my team is. I literally don't know what my
team
is.
I've got Butland. Who'd you give me for right back again? I went Wout Fez.
Oh, yeah.
Right back. Centre backs of Woodgate and...
I gave you Woodgate.
Yeah, you gave me Woodgate. Who was my other centre back?
You had...
Craig Dawson. You gave me...
Michael Dawson.
Michael Dawson, yeah. Sorry. No left back and then a midfield four.
No left back?
No, you didn't get one.
Remember, nobody gave me one. I didn't have one.
You could have... just put...
Put yourself there.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking... I'll go left back. Then I had Lucas Moura, Ozil, Rooney... and
Ozil and Rooney
and Rabinho.
That's a hard working midfield four.
And then up top Berbatov and Jermaine Defoe. No balance, but fuck me, they're
goals.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Mine was Dubravka, Akanji, Dendonka, Bolly, Andre Santos.
No, you got Cole.
I got Ashley Cole, didn't I? Centimids of Fellaini. And Makélélé.
I mean, not
on the right was Willian, on the left was Anthony. Swapping round. Up top, I had
Aubameyang and
Robbie Keane.
That's good.
I got shafted. Yeah, right, moving on to the boot.
Come
boot,
on.
Boot. A boot.
So you get
a boot.
Again, mate.
A jingle. Or can I write one?
Yeah, go on. Have you put it in these ones?
Can I pick it up? No, actually.
Is it unpopular opinions still?
Yeah, unpopular opinions, guys. If you have any unpopular opinions, send them into the Pitchside Insta on Instagram and we'll put them in to the boot.
You're going
to
write one first?
I'm going to pick one out first.
You've got to write one first and then replace it.
Okay.
That's the system we won, brother.
Okay, brother.
Okay.
Okay. I know what I think of
it. I'll also know which one's yours next time because this is your handwriting. Lewis usually doesn't he?
Okay. Okay, right.
Just write anything you can think of, mate, and they're all unpopular. Some Roald Dahl handwriting there, man.
Okay. Mine's worse.
I was panicking, man. Come on, it. I got it under pressure. Right.
What if you pick it out? That's why you pick one out and then replace it.
Okay, got an unpopular opinion. Arteta will win at least 3 Premier Leagues and a UCL for Arsenal.
Ooh. No, because I don't think he'll be there long enough.
He will be. He's there for the future, man.
Didn't you say he was going to go Barca?
He's going to go Barca.
Yeah, at some point, but in the next three years.
3 years?
In the next 3 years, you're going to win 3 back-to-back Premier Leagues and a Champions League.
Yeah. I think if he stays, he could do it.
He ain't going to stay long enough.
I think if he stays, he could do it, though. He's a young manager. Why not stay for 10 years and go Barca?
Because if Barca come knocking, he's gone.
He can always leave and come back.
Yeah.
Does that ever work, though?
Yeah, when, like, he's going to follow Pep. He's going to become, like, the new Pep, where he can go anywhere he wants.
And will become the greatest manager.
What manager has ever done that?
I think Arteta will have a better career.
Mourinho? Chelsea? He went back to Chelsea.
Yeah, but when he came back,
he won Europa League or something, didn't he?
What did you hear?
What did you say?
Huh?
What? You just said Arteta's going to have a better career than Guardiola.
Ooh, oh.
He's already nearly the most successful manager ever.
Guardiola's never finished lower than like third.
Good for him.
Okay.
Oh, Guardiola didn't win the FA Cup first season.
Yeah, but didn't he win the league with Barcelona?
That's not irrelevant. Arteta will win at least 3, I believe it, if he stays.
But that's the big if, isn't it? That's the point of the opinion.
Question is, though, who was that?
I reckon Sharky.
Oh, got to be Sharky.
I reckon it was Sharky.
Yeah, did you see Sharky knocking about with fucking Drake?
Yeah.
He's clear, man.
Yeah, he's a legend. Glad. We like Sharky. Right, moving on to the quiz.
No, it's not moving on to the quiz. We've missed out an entire segment, you sausage.
Move on to the quiz.
No, we spent ages doing it. We're coming up with predictions for the deadline day coming up. The one just gone.
Okay, oh, fine.
And then we'll cross-reference.
Well, it's been going an hour and a half.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be quick, this. This can be just like, if it happens, I can make the TikTok.
It's in the past, isn't it? And if we say it now...
Okay, fine. Before we move on to the quiz, let's do a quick fire... Predictions for deadline day.
No logic involved, just random players you think.
And if you couldn't tell, but now we are filming this before deadline day, so we actually don't know. Right, go.
All 5?
I haven't got 5.
Oh, just name a prediction.
Anthony Gordon to Newcastle.
Ooh, Rafe.
I'm dead mind it. Caicedo to Arsenal.
No, you just copied my one.
No, I didn't. I did it before. This is my first one I did.
Okay. Keylor Navas to Nottingham Forest.
Ooh. No Dean Henderson anymore. Get him in.
Get Keylor Navas in.
We may as well.
Gedhart to West Brom.
Jack Harrison to Leicester City.
Scott McTominay to Newcastle.
Oh, that was one of mine.
Really? Do you think he'd go? Or like, do you think... Is he useful there?
Shit, I haven't got any others.
Doesn't have to be...
Dyche to Everton.
Oh, logical. McKennie to Leeds. Weston McKennie.
Oh, that's interesting. I've got McKennie to Arsenal.
Oh, as well as Caicedo, both of them. Just jumping
McKennie's not going to get to Arsenal, no way.
Why would he not want Champions League football?
Arsenal aren't going to want him.
Never know, though.
That's the point of it.
The whole point of this.
Doesn't have to be realistic, boys. Camavinga to Chelsea.
Mbappe to Real Madrid. Declan Rice to Arsenal.
Harry Kane to Man United.
Vlahovic to Man United.
Fia Baker to Arsenal.
Half of Juventus to everywhere else in Europe.
I've got 3 which are nailed on, and I'm going to
play
genius.
Is this the reason why we've
nailed
on?
No, tag note before we started. Fresneda to Dortmund.
Okay.
João Pedro to Newcastle. I think we'll panic him.
Fresneda to Dortmund?
To Dortmund.
It's Arsenal, that classic fucking Premier League club, eh?
Oh, that's shit, a stinker.
Oh, fuck.
I've got one. Chiesa to Liverpool.
Ooh,
Gordon to Chelsea. Chelsea won't get Alvarez, and they'll go Gordon as second choice and pay like 50 million.
Fernandes to Chelsea.
Yeah, Fernandes to Chelsea, good one, like that. Wait, so your 3 were Gordon, who was the middle
Gordon
one?
Gordon to Chelsea, João Pedro from Championship, Watford to Newcastle, and then Fresneda to Dortmund, which isn't the Premier League.
Oh, yeah.
But they are linked with Arsenal and Newcastle. I just think he's going to choose Dortmund.
Nice. Right, let's see if that happens, Dan Burn. Right, on to the quiz.
Right, okay. Can I get buzzer noises, please, gents?
Yippee!
Nice.
Boing, boing.
Party.
Okay.
Cool that sounds.
Question number one. A Sky Sports reporter who was attacked with a purple dildo outside which club's
boing, boing.
Training ground?
It was Everton.
I can tell you. It was Everton. Good job.
I was going to go Arsenal.
Yeah, that was my answer.
Man City signed Robinho on deadline day in 2008. What was the transfer?
Boing, boing.
That was me.
We'll do closest win, so everyone has a go.
25 mil.
It was 30.2 mil. No, 30. Maybe 30.2 million.
30.3.
You cunt.
So it is 32, but Reeve wins now.
Yes! We play the game, man!
That's bollocks!
Bollocks!
Yeah, the numbers are...
Oh, yeah. Wait, how much 32 or 32?
How much was it exactly? Because it wasn't going to go 35.
It was 32.
Oh, bang on 32. 32. Oh, I would have won. All right.
You're a fucking fraud, mate.
I rate it.
You got to play the game, boss.
Play the game.
You win too many of these. Fuck off.
Who is the most expensive deadline day transfer?
Boing, boing.
Party.
Boing, boing.
No, he's not.
Oh, God. I've got... Torres?
No.
Me?
You want to buzz in?
Yeah. You buzzed in.
But have you said Premier League or in general?
No,
just in general.
Oh, what? It's not Premier League.
Oh, then it's Philip Coutinho.
No, Premier League.
Oh,
flip. To or from? Just to the Prem.
Just involving the Prem.
To the Prem.
Anthony. Mm.
No, that wasn't deadline day.
Oh, you put him in your team.
Oh,
fake team.
Anthony was deadline day.
Was he?
Panic bought.
I don't think he was.
Oh, get a cross reference. Theo's not got a left winger.
We've got, if this is right, we've only got one team that's got 11 players.
That was the 30th of August. The deadline will be 31st.
Wow.
Oh, they unveiled him on the 31st.
No.
Incorrect answer for this question.
Someone
named him in their team.
Berbatov.
No,
he was Torres.
Everyone's back in now. He's a striker.
Torres is more than all of these players. He's more than Suarez. He's more than Rooney.
Aubameyang.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fucking.
There you go. Aubameyang, 56 million quid for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Wowee.
Quick on the buzzers for this one.
That is abysmal.
Which
business.
Portsmouth player missed two flights to Manchester?
Boing boing. Benjani.
Yeah, good story.
Oh, Benjani. Oh.
So the story calls where Harry now forced Benjani to leave to Man City because the fee was class.
Class.
He didn't want to leave.
The fee was class.
It was fucking class.
Pretty freezing, isn't it?
Right. What prevented David De Gea from joining Real Madrid?
Boing, boing.
Oh, you mean?
I was first. Incorrect facts.
Straight facts, baby.
Dodgy facts.
Yeah.
That's what. Is okay. That incorrect?
Yeah, he was right. Yeah, incorrect. Yeah, dodgy.
Extra bonus question. This is a weird one. Why did Man United's late attempt to sign Andre Herrera in 2013 fall through?
Oh, party. Because he had like a university deadline out to complete.
No.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
This really suits you, that those sleeves.
Oh,
no.
I'm cold.
I didn't even hear the question, man. We were giggling.
What was the question?
Why did Man United's late attempt to sign Ander Herrera in 2013 fall through?
Because he was late to his university degree.
No.
He what?
Don't worry.
I know. He was eating Chinese.
No. It was a dodgy.
I've got no idea.
Oh, no, wait. Was it actually because he had food poisoning? Oh, okay, never mind.
I've got no idea.
His dog ate his homework.
You probably won't guess this, so I'll just tell you. Apparently, there was imposters who posed as his representatives, and then they had to sign him the season after. I never heard that. I researched it, and apparently
just
that happened.
Just fake Herreras.
Yeah, I think it got to a point where they were like, bloody hell, he actually doesn't know Herrera.
Some guy pretended to be his agent.
Yeah,
Elite.
That's funny.
Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to drop a like, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Cheers as always, TG.
Hope the baggies.
And on that note, have a guten Tag and enjoy deadline day.